In another example, a teacher was helping young children who'd never worked with puzzles by using scaffolding. When the children begin, the teacher starts with very general questions. Can you figure out where that piece goes? The child holds the piece and is looking, but the teacher offers only general questions. When the child doesn't do anything, the teacher says, "Look at the shape of the puzzle piece. Can you find the place that has the same shape?" If the child still can't find the right spot, the teacher may give a more specific hint. Scaffolding is tailored to each child. So if a 5-year-old were doing a puzzle, the teacher might ask, "What color does it have? Can you find a place with the same color?" Or, "Notice that the border pieces have this kind of edge. Can you find border pieces?" Again, the question is asked in a way so the child is still the one looking and discovering. What's interesting about scaffolding for puzzles is that children can scaffold for one another. These two children know different letters of the alphabet, and so they help one another put the alphabet puzzle together. It's not just adults who scaffold children, but more capable peers often scaffold one another.